Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's podcast, broadcasting, not live, but recording in the town of
Ballina.
So Narita took us to Ballina yesterday, and we spent, it really is, it's like walking the streets of Ballina is like walking around a large, open, friendly psychiatric hospital, except it's very hard to tell who the patients are and who the nurses are. It's very difficult to tell the doctors from the lunatics.
Right.
That's well, all I'd say.
The staff merged with the patients. Yeah.
What a lovely introduction.
There is just a level of madness. The amount of women that have come out of pharmacies giving us drugs and offering, wanting us to kidnap them. And just a general level of fucking madness in the town.
You got an interesting gift yesterday, Tommy. Oh.
Yes, a lady came up and gave me some OxyContin.
No, she didn't.
No, she didn't, Tommy.
Tommy, what did she give you?
What happened?
She gave me, this woman just come up and gave me a box of Viagra Connect.
Why?
Because that's how you say, look, that's how you meet people in Ballina.
She slipped it into your pocket,
which is a bit more worrying.
Said, I have plenty more of that where that came from.
I think this week's episode, I have two names for you.
Okay.
Okay. Parma.
Parma.
As in Arma and Parma.
Yes, Tommy.
That's okay, but my favourite one is Sagartasaray.
Sagartasaray. And I had Panavathinaikos.
I like Kelsingborgs.
From Chris.
What?
I like, I'm going to keep on Kelsingborgs.
Okay,
for
okay.
I do like Parma.
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 Parma. Okay.
Parma.
This week's episode is called Parma. Well, what a day we had yesterday. What a day.
I was like a child, Tommy, yesterday morning.
You'd need to be a child to find it interesting.
Jesus Christ. I mean, he's just
So excited coming up here. It's like a school tour. Well, I was hopping up the road.
But you remember where you used to go on school tours? Abandoned monasteries and fucking shopping centres. It's not like an adult holiday.
No, but I was excited coming up the road.
Well, let's go see the weir.
This is a big moment for Lorita that we were coming to Mayo to bring the podcast to her home village and her home parish and her home GA club. And I was excited coming up here yesterday.
Well,
it was a great
Hector.
Day.
Thanks, Hector. I'm glad somebody was excited.
Okay, hang on. He was excited coming up, but how are we after about an hour in the
after
town?
About an hour, the novelty wore off fairly quickly. Let's go through the day.
Right. So we arrived at 12.
We have to relive the whole fucking thing, do we?
But you're... We all met.
We met in the ice house.
And then the buzz was gone. The buzz was gone after we met. And we had coffee.
We had coffee, but the magnificent River Moy was beside us the whole
way. Oh, it's amazing. It's just so rivery. It's just so full of water all flowing in one direction. Isn't it just incredible?
Where would you like to go on your holidays? What are you going to be like?
Prague.
I'd like to go to Prague. Navan
would blow your mind. I'd like to go to Prague.
To bring us to Prague.
Yeah. But anyway... I'd like to go to Istanbul.
Well, you never know. We
St. Petersburg. Take me St. Petersburg.
Yeah,
we meet complicated, sad Russian women with long dyed blonde hair standing outside churches, shaking their tresses loose while pigeons fly out of St. Peter's Basilica.
You look kind of Russian.
Depressed.
Yeah, and Russian.
Now,
you'd fit in perfectly fine. And we're here in the lovely studio in Midwest Radio now. We're hidden away from the world on Barrett Street. And you wouldn't come here yesterday.
That's one of the greatest sentences I've ever heard in my life.
What?
Here we are, hid away in the world on Barrett Street.
In Ballina, yeah.
I enjoy it. Tell us about Knockmore and Narita. It was a good old journey
out. So I took you out to Knockmore. I made you realise that once you crossed a little bridge, that you were in the parish of Knockmore.
Bad bridge.
Yeah, well, no, before
I got the
bad
biggest
bridge.
Cornetto of me life in the shop in Knockmore. It was the size of a lightsaber. It was about 3 foot tall. I couldn't eat it all. I took one mouthful of it and I threw it out the window and 8 crows came down. Fucking swooped down and took it.
Tommy, I think you're allergic to around here. You sound all blocked
I'm a bit
up.
Sniffly, yeah, yeah.
He had to get an antihistamine this morning in one of the pharmacies that we didn't...
That's the Ballina cocaine for you.
rockets the nose off you.
Yeah.
Opens up the channels. Knockmore GA Club was the highlight for me.
Was it?
To see the home of the county champions.
Yeah. And you should come and take your under-17s down. For
and the land is different here, isn't it? Like we'd be used to... The land we're used to in Meath, flat... lush grass, deep soil, kind of very fertile. Where here, it's kind of like a sheep could drown in some of the fields here. They're
swampy.
Kind of,
it's swampy. It's
kind
reeds,
of mouldy, yeah, damp, reed, rank,
mountainy.
That's the name of the mountain, isn't it? The rank.
The rank. The Neffin rank. Knockmore.
It's just soggy old land, isn't it? Soggy.
Right, so let's say we go to Clare Galway, right? Let's say we go to Clare Galway. What's going to Clare Galway going to have to offer that Ballina doesn't have? Right, let's just say we're going to Clare Galway. Go on.
That's a very belligerent attitude. That's a kind
and
of...
What about
you're on the defensive already.
You just can't...
I thought we had an absolutely wonderful day. We were all together, having fun.
You sound like a nun, Larita.
We had lunch.
You sound like a nun bringing a bus full of special needs kids back to their parents and saying, we had a great day. We went to the pitch and the boys had a run around and it was fantastic. We had a great company. All I'm saying is that the land around here wouldn't be fertile in the way the land in Meath is fertile.
No, but you're...
It's kind of scraggy. It's kind of... If Lidl did farms, it'd be the land around
it's
here.
It's North Mayo. It's Mayo in
there
general.
There was a beautiful area, the Kardashian...
Kaladashian.
Kaladashian Lake.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
Well, it's Loch Conn, but it wasn't Kaladashian.
That's magnificent.
Kaladashian.
Flat and cold and grey.
And we saw a great mountain in the distance, Niffin.
In the distance
Niffin,
we saw it.
Niffin, we say here.
We were being followed by a local snapper and Audrey.
And you met Audrey
we
as
met
well.
Audrey. Audrey was in the Nip swimming in the River Moy. And
it was an amazing moment. It was like a Manuel.
Put a towel around her.
It was like Venus de Milo walking out of an oyster shell. Seeing
it was like
Audrey.
Number 10. What was her name? Bo Derek.
Bo Derek.
Bo Derek.
Bo Derek.
She Loch Conn like Bo Derek.
Yeah, Bo Duncan.
She's her
we
very
met
own
Audrey
Bo Derek.
And Audrey is superb.
And Pamela was snapping us all day long.
Yes.
How
like
many photographs
piranha.
Do you think you had taken yesterday?
I'd say
a good few. Pamela is an amateur photographer who hopes to make a go of it. And she was, every moment she was there, taking snaps and fair play to her, a great day's work. But let's not...
And we went...
We are getting distracted from the barrenness of Knockmore and the difficulty of the land and just the struggle of a town like Ballina to keep people interested in being alive. That's all I'm saying to you. It's grey.
We've a lot of stones in the land, and we're poor.
If MDMA Come Downs were a town, it'd be Ballina.
Jesus, isn't it harsh? What, like, you'd swear you were some sort of a cosmopolitan, like.
Have you been to Navan? Have you been to Navan?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, have you? No, you haven't.
I have been.
Because you wouldn't, because you couldn't stay living in Ballina if you'd been to Navan.
It's absolutely dark and depressing up there.
I am messing.
We walked around the town and we went to the Joe Biden mural.
Yes, we did.
The Joe Biden mural was absolutely gorgeous.
It's a great piece of art.
You definitely know it was him or someone like him.
What part of his... Did you like his teeth
his
the most?
His teeth are very white.
His teeth are very, very white.
A woman came up to us at that moment in a pure Ballina accent. Can I get a photo?
A photo?
A photo. Yeah. Which I thought was unique.
You got the photos done.
Then we went for a couple of pints.
Yes.
Because the pubs of Ireland are open. We went up a back alleyway of a real good establishment.
We sat on pallets, and a fella came and told us to sit underneath the corrugated see-through roof, and we sat in some more pallets in there, and we had 19 pints of porter. 19
That's why
pints
Tommy can't
of
breathe
mayo
today.
Drinking.
Yeah.
And then we had dinner, which was more drink, and then dessert, which was more drink.
Hangover after hangover.
I don't think you could live in Ballina if you were sober.
Yes, you could.
No, you couldn't.
You could go to the swimming pool. I didn't take you there yet. Could do some water sports, which we'll do later.
Larita, I enjoyed my couple of days up here.
Good, Hector. Well,
what did you enjoy about it, Hector? Exactly.
There's a nice atmosphere on the streets. There's a nice old. There's a real. They're a good bunch in Ballina. And I enjoyed seeing Knockmore now because I'd never been in the village of Knockmore. Never physically been. Tommy, you'd been there once before.
Yes, and Rita just took us to the lake.
We met Audrey's family, the Duffys, great horsey people.
Mr. and Mrs. Audrey, and they were great.
And yeah. We had a fine
so we basically
glass of
just spent
there.
Our time, we just basically followed Audrey around.
Well,
for
the problem was,
it wasn't a great day in all fairness. It was more like a favour to Loretta. You owe us one.
Okay.
You owe us big style.
What do I, what's my comeback then?
There's no comeback. All we are going to do is, myself and Hector have seen the depravity in which you've grown up in. And the difficulty of your life. So we're...
The simpleness of your life.
The
agriculturalness.
Simple people, easy people,
so,
drunk people.
Do you think
people.
I did well to manage to get
Mayo
through
Mayo people,
it?
Voodoo people.
Voodoo. So we are going to blow your mind when we take you to Navan. And then you can come back and do an open air show behind the Joe Biden mural and telling all the people of Ballina what a real town is like with real life in it and real character and real things going for it.
Well, I look forward to that. That's next week's trip then, isn't it?
We'll go to Navan next week, yeah. It's
oh, brilliant. Wow. I cannot wait.
I feel like, geez, it's almost like I wouldn't say it's a ghetto, Ballina, but it has that vibe of, you just love to rescue the people, wouldn't you? You just love to go around and say, come with us to a proper place that full of optimism and sunshine and
what, like a commune or something?
And hope. Is there no hope for the people here in Ballina? Is there like...
Fuck off. It's absolutely lovely here and we're all nice, welcoming people.
Has anybody who lives in Ballina ever been anywhere else? Is that one of the kind of...
Yes, they have been. Places like
Foxford and Enniscrone.
Yeah.
But
that's in Sligo. That's another county altogether.
Oh my goodness.
We live on the edge of... I don't know what the word would be. Glory, maybe, on the edge of anticipation here in Ballina.
Death. You live on the edge of death.
Okay, well, that's fine. Our trip to Ballina was less than average. Let's put it down as
no,
that.
Harrowing. Harrowing
up,
in the way.
Stand up for your parish now.
It was harrowing.
Come on.
I don't need... Honest.
It was like footage of them awful things in World War II. And, you know, the camera goes through and then they put the people here and then they sent them there and they got them to do this. So once you do a documentary on Ballina, that kind of stuff is still happening. People think that all the horrors belong to the past and they don't. It's now. There's bad shit happening now.
What kind of bad shit?
There's just, you walk around and you just see the despair and the...
They're going to sign you up to do a fucking Discover Ireland trip review of Ballina. That's going to be really good for our business
nice,
here.
The question is, was it nice to get out of the hen house for a day or two?
It was nice for me. Did you
strange.
Enjoy the
felt,
drive
I felt,
down?
I felt
Not
strange.
As much as we want to enjoy the drive back.
Tommy, why don't you just leave now and then you'll be home in no time.
We can't
back
spend,
to the bosom of Barnet.
We can't spend the next hour and a half just...
Yeah, bitching about not Ballina.
I feel as if we should go into like some primary schools and open the doors and tell the kids to run for their lives, run for Sligo, run for Roscommon, run for Leitrim. Just get the fuck out of here. It's just like to, oh my God, I've never seen, what's that movie with Liam Neeson? I haven't seen depravity like this since I've seen Schindler's List.
Seriously, like, this is okay. So we won't be able to use any of this because this is absolutely just mean. It's just mean. It's just mean for the people around here.
Okay, I just want to say, Louisa, you're very proud of Ballina, and I just want to say to you, that's not your fault. You're a team player, and your enthusiasm is entirely and utterly misguided. But can I just recognise that your pride is real. Your pride is real, and I want to congratulate you on that.
Well, I mean, that's a motivational talk if ever I heard one. I mean,
You're both... Hector, you're trying to be Mr. Positive and say this was a nice town. And
I'm trying to just...
Listen, was there any part of it that you desperately didn't like?
There has to be some nice parts of it, Tommy.
Was there, Tommy?
Was there a part about now that
you got
I
a Derek
like?
Ryan face mask.
That was a great day. That was a great day. No, I just... I think... what was the question?
I said, what part of it did you desperately dislike? Let's maybe start on that front.
How do you mean? I didn't dislike any of it.
Oh, so you didn't dislike it?
No.
But you didn't like it?
It's just it goes beyond like and dislike, Loretta. It was just an awareness of the depravity. That's all it was.
I'm telling you, I'm glad you're going to be gone by the time this goes out because that's an insult to me and my people. And you're insulting me when you say that. So if you feel happy enough to continue with your insults, then... Go ahead. Okay. Go right ahead.
See, I'm only saying what Hector's thinking, but he's afraid to say it.
I'm not. I'm just asking, when was the last time this studio was used?
Well, this studio here now, like, do you like this, the vintage sign up there?
Yeah, on air.
I like the way that the Midwest is written in lovely banana yellow.
Yeah.
That's very optimistic.
The sound of Mayo.
The logo has changed, I think, a couple of times since it's been modernised. But this is what maybe you would call a remote studio, and they don't use it all the time. Very rarely.
There's no need to go into the whys of that. I think we're all fairly clued up as to why this mightn't be used that often. But anyway, ploughing on, Mr. Positivity. Let's put a good spin on the place.
Come on.
There is a Sunday.
Surely there's some kind of Eastern European factor that could open up in the town. Is there?
There's a Sunday program called Faith Alive. It's a religious program that's normally broadcast from here. Substitute.
Has there ever been an apparition here?
In Ballina?
Yeah.
Yes, you were up the street yesterday getting fucking Viagra put into your pocket. And I don't know what that says about you or what sort of a vibe you were giving off that
I was giving off a soft Mickey vibe.
She must have ran into your soft Mickey and felt that you needed a little bit of help. But she didn't give any to Hector.
No.
Hector doesn't need it. Hector's a man's man.
She didn't. She slipped it into Tommy's jacket.
Hector is muscle and life and vigour and strength.
He wanted a grey jacket at one stage, didn't he, Lorena?
He did. And I'm looking for an old man's jacket. I mean, will you stop looking for old people's clothes, like? And another thing, Hector, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've noticed that Tommy's wearing a T-shirt.
Tommy has a T-shirt on today for the first time in 19 months.
But not only was that, but last week he was never wearing a T-shirt in his life ever and ever and ever again.
Told you, I'm a man of many moods.
He's changing.
Oh, is that your casual look for Ballina? Because you didn't want to wear your good clothes down here, is it?
No, I didn't want to. I'll be taking these off on a drive past Swinford. I need to do a special shout-out now. I'm very reluctant to do this, but I made a promise that I would do it if something happened. So I'd like to give a shout-out to St. Anthony.
Because what did you find?
Because
I'd lost something, and then I said, St. Anthony, if you help me find this, I'll give you a shout out on the podcast. I'd like to take a shout out. St. Anthony, thank you very much for helping me find the car keys when the dog ate them.
When was that, Tommy?
Sorry. I don't think it works. Like, you can't say, he doesn't listen to the podcast.
What?
He doesn't listen to the podcast.
You're supposed to light a candle and give him a shout out.
And give him some money. You're supposed to give him money.
What?
A donation. You're supposed to give it a donation.
But that wasn't the deal I made with them. I said to him, if you help me find these things, I'll give you a shout out on the podcast. And then I found them.
And it worked. When did the keys go missing?
What happened was that, now this is part of a much larger discussion on the way life has gone recently. So we have a Bernese Mountain Dog. And Bernese Mountain Dogs are meant to be what? They're meant to be cattle dogs in the Alps.
Right.
That's what they're kind of... They're supposed to be living up with fucking Heidi's grandfather and just fucking galloping. From the moment they're born... Having an endless fucking playground of grass and hill and off-road track and moving cattle from one mountain to another and never seen a leash from one end of the fucking day to the next. Never been locked in a kitchen. Never been outdoor dogs. That's what they're fucking designed for. But we have a dog in our fucking...
kitchen.
Urban fucking house full of rules and regulations and... People following dogs the size of a fucking loaf of bread around Salt Hill. We've been through this before with picking up the dog's shit and the dog laughing at them. Anyway, so the dog gets agitated, the big dog, because he's not living the life he's supposed to be living. He's in the kitchen and he's fucking out the back garden and he's, you know, the back garden is what was a third of an acre or something like that, which is big enough, but it's not the fucking Alps.
He's a massive dog.
But he's not living the life he's supposed to be living. So you take him for a walk up at the bog road. It's great. It's a 2 mile walk. But that's only a half an hour out of a 24 hour period where he should be like that all the time. So because he's in the prison, the human prison, he gets fucking agitated and he does stuff that he wouldn't do if he was on the Alps. He eats socks and knickers and fucking face masks. And I had the key of the BMW wrapped up in the fucking face mask. And he fucking, it was gone. And so I'm walking around the garden looking for his shit to pick a fucking key out of it. And I just said, St. Anthony, if you can help me out here, I'll give you a shout out to the podcast. And lo and behold, I found the turd.
No, Tommy.
And in it was the key.
Get out of it. The BMW, just the actual black key.
So he didn't bite. Yes. He didn't chew it.
He swallowed it the whole.
He swallowed the key and fucking shat it out.
But he didn't chew it up. But you were able to use it.
Because he's a big dog, just fucking swallowed it.
So what do you do? Just wipe it down with a bit of hand sanitizer and start using it again?
Yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah, the car works, but just thank you, St. Anthony.
Isn't it incredible? Isn't it amazing, huh?
Did you ever get St. Anthony to find you anything extra?
I think I've often prayed to St. Anthony if we have lost something over the years. Yeah, and I've lit a candle the odd time. Not really, I can't remember
could
what.
Could you ask St. Anthony if you lost a match? Could you ask him to help you
win
the next
match? No, he doesn't do matches.
He doesn't get into a gambler.
Finds lost things. Are we a patron saint of
Tommy, that's
of
a
sports.
Great one, isn't it? That's an interesting story there.
But then I started thinking, okay, if the dog isn't living the life that he's supposed to be living. And that's what's causing his agitation. And is my agitation caused by the fact that I'm not living the life I'm supposed to be living? Well, myself and the dog are in the same boat. The two of us, with our families, should be wandering through the fucking Alps or the Sahara.
Would you
or
like
the fucking
that?
Galtee Mountains.
Would you like to live your life like that?
I fucking love that. Barefoot, nomadic wanderer.
But Tommy,
living in a house doesn't suit me, doesn't suit my mind. It makes me agitated. I end up depressed watching fucking The Week in Politics on RTE1 on a fucking Sunday. That's not what men are supposed to be. Where is the spark in my eye, Larita? It's fucking gone. And the only way I can get it back is through medication. Through small little women running up to me in strange towns and giving me drugs. That's the only way. It's an artificial spark I have in my eye. Where's the fucking natural life gone, Rita?
But sure, you could live that life, that wild life out here in Mayo, and you could live out in North Mayo and be completely at large in nature. But you don't want that. You don't like it here.
I'm just saying.
You have a history of Burmese mountain dogs, Tommy. It's not the first time you've had a Burmese. You've had a Burmese for 20 years. You've been breeding Burmese.
Burmese.
You've had them
Bernese.
For years.
Weekend at Burmese.
Set the dog free. Give him a backpack at the gate and say, go now.
Your fellas are doing that at Marts. We first came across this in around Dowra and Manor Hamilton. Farmers are coming in with unwanted dogs to Marts and just fucking letting the fuckers off the leash and going home. And then the dogs are gathering together in packs and wandering the hills of Leitrim
at night,
eating sheep and living freely. You know? Maybe my wife should do that to me, just take me to a town and fucking take my phone off me and just fucking leave me.
Tommy!
And I meet a couple of other like-minded souls around 7 o'clock. Did your wife drop you off here as well? Yeah, come on. Let's go live in the hills.
She could leave you here today and
Ballina.
Yeah. How would you survive? I saw something in the online the other day, and it's hilarious. It's from an old home economics book from the 1950s.
Yeah.
And it was tips to how to look after your husband. And this maybe
blowjobs and fucking rashers.
Yeah, blowjobs and having the dinner ready, preparing yourself that you know to be looking nice and to be pampered up by the time he comes home from work. He's had a stressful day at work and really shouldn't be bothered when he gets home.
Yeah.
Clear away any clutter and make sure the place is all neat and tidy for him.
Spick and span.
Yeah.
Prepare the children, tell them to calm down. Daddy's coming home from work.
Yeah.
And he needs space and don't be angry or making noise and playing with your toys. The other don'ts are don't greet him with problems. They don't like having problems. Yeah. He's been at work all day and he doesn't.
Okay. Nobody likes that. No one likes coming home and then we just handed a fucking problem.
Or be told the toilet is not flushing or something like that.
Yeah.
I can't deal with that.
The fucking heat in this room is tremendous.
No, it's fucking roasting. It's like a sauna, isn't it?
It's so strange being out of the fucking hen house, isn't it?
We like the thought of leaving the hen house.
Tommy's on a strong... Keep rolling here. Tommy's on a strong antihistamine. He's on a strong antihistamine.
I told you to use the nasal spray.
Every time he leaves his house, he gets this allergy. It's a dust allergy.
He's allergic to mayo.
Yeah, you can hear him there. He's after going into a pharmacy.
Jesus Christ.
A pharmacy. He's after telling me he's after taking 100 milligram antihistamine.
I'd say let's go somewhere, but there's nowhere to fucking go. Come on.
Tommy,
you're drugged up. Did you take the antihistamine?
I took the antihistamine, yeah.
Do you not feel a bit drowsy now?
No, I don't. No, I just feel all blocked up.
Okay.
Ask them in the pharmacy to give you something that would unblock you?
Yes, I did, yeah. So give me some antihistamines, and that's what they gave me. It takes a while for it to kick in.
My youngest...
I think I'm going to spray this microphone cleaning spray into my face.
It's dust. It's a dust allergy, Tommy. It's
why don't
a dust
you drink
allergy.
It and have a go?
We've gone into the street and just kind of hope a truck runs us over or something.
Tommy!
For the crack, will we? Is there a mart in Ballina?
Yeah.
We go fucking...
Actually, today is a mart.
Today is mart.
Fuck off. We're going to slaughter sheep or something.
Yeah.
Like. Go I don't buy think something.
It's... Can you go to the mart now?
We go and buy something.
I'm going to go down to the mart and climb inside a cow.
That suits you. Do you know what?
You'd be better... The two of us will fucking walk off somewhere.
You'd be better off. You would be better off if you were living inside
a cow. There's a slight hangover there, Tommy, as well, isn't there?
No, I don't.
Yes, there is. I have it. I had it this morning when I woke up. Just a slight one.
Did you sleep well in Mayo?
No, I thought it was all right, yeah. I don't really, I get, it's just different.
I was more depressed than tired.
I told you the story about the man from Knockmore who had a parrot. I told you this last night, but I'll tell you again.
This is one of the best stories of the day yesterday.
So he had a parrot in a cage. And he had the parrot for a long, long time. And apparently a parrot's IQ is the same as a five-year-old child. Did you know that?
From five-year-old child from?
From the general area, I presume.
It would be different because I suppose IQ is affected a lot by stimulation.
Right.
So I'd just be suggesting that the IQ of somebody, say, in a place with not much stimulation, can't think of any off the top of my head. But
very mean.
But a place like that would be, like, say if someone was living in a highly stimulating place like New York or something.
The child would be a lot smarter.
Damn, if I can't think of a place just off the top of my head now. But yeah, but go on anyway. So this person had a...
A parrot. And the parrot was in the cage. And he had a load of different animals like cats and dogs and blah, blah, blah. And the parrot was a bit of a little prick. Yeah. And he would call the cat in. So the cat's name was Chester. And he'd be like, Chester, Chester. Or however you call a cat. Pish, 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 pish. And then... Chester would come in through the sitting room and through the into the kitchen and he'd be like, fuck off, fuck off. And he just tortured the cat for years and he did it to the dog and everything. He mimicked your man's voice so he could, so that they thought that it was him that was calling them. Walkies, walkies, Chester, walkies. And then, fuck off. So, like, would you like to have, like, a parrot? What would it be like to have a parrot that mimicked you, Tommy?
Imagine a parrot mimicking Tommy.
Be fucking No.
Not doing that.
Don't like Knockmore.
I've got a name for the show. I've got a name for the show. I've got a name for the show. I've got a better one here.
Let's get a parrot.
I've got a better name for you.
Let's get a parrot. So,
are there any parrots in Ballina? Are there? I wouldn't think so.
No, there isn't. No, of course there isn't.
Fucking in the cage. Even if you open the cage, you wouldn't fly out of it. Downcast, looking at his feet, going, "Fuck this, fuck this."
Tommy, you're very down on Mayo people. There's a strongness here. There is a good
stop pretending.
He's not.
Stop
pretending
to like this place.
He's not. He's just a normal.
I do
person.
Have an awful lot of mates from this parrot. This
yeah, but where are they, Hector?
They're in Ballinrobe and Culchamach.
Yeah, but you meet them in Galway.
Yes,
you don't meet them here.
That's a good point. They've all gotten out of Mayo. Isn't this what it's all about? The three of us on the road.
That's it.
In Ballina,
having the crack
in Midwest. Studio
in their other studio.
Just realised that we should not spend any more than 2 hours at a time in each other's company because now we spent all day yesterday and we didn't record and now we've nothing to talk to each other about.
No,
all the life has been sucked out of us.
We have to get to the root of this problem.
If you want to come to anything, I have a suggestion. You might not want to hear it,
Okay. Later. The suggestion was to come to Mayo and film on 2 days consecutively.
Film.
Or record. When we got here yesterday, somebody came up with an executive decision to go
abort.
And experience, abort the first plan, go and experience what we did, and then have a great podcast session the next day.
Yeah, but he was so enthusiastic about Knockmore and Ballina, and then he got there and it's like somebody shot him.
No, but he had a great day yesterday.
Yeah, but if we would have had an even better day, if we were.
It's like them farmers from Gort who ordered a wife on the internet from the Philippines.
And what happened?
And there must have been a photograph of her sister that she was using because when she arrived,
she wasn't the picture.
Yeah.
So that's what we decided to do. We delayed recording and now we are here.
Yeah, and we've nothing to talk about because we spent too long in each other's company.
So
it's like we've all just seen something very sad.
I think I'm getting a hangover now.
How could you get a hangover? There was you a had two
because Loretta,
night.
Hang on, you were on the red wine. I had I was drinking whiskey at 3 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. In a
it's the only way of coping.
A country farm. We were in a country farm yesterday where we were given a tumbler of Bushmills at 3 o'clock in the day. And half an hour later, he was eating a Cornetto that was 6 foot tall.
Yuck, that's
then we were whisking our way back into Ballina. We had a few pints of porter. Very quick pints. There could have been 10 if we wanted it. The pints were coming out on trays like it was a tsunami of Guinness. It could have got wild. There was a guy in a fucking Viking t-shirt there, Helsingborg's. And next minute we had red wine, next minute whiskey sours. It was carnage last night. And I have a slight little tiny hangover.
And Tommy has shut down.
Tommy's
whole
on the
brain.
Tommy's body is
gone
just
into
needs,
reboot
needs
mode.
Stimulation of excitement.
Right, well, let's go and
we're not going to get that in Ballina.
You're after 100 milligram fucking antihistamine. You're fucking out of it, Tommy.
Your eyes are closed.
You're out of it. Look at you. Look at him.
Yeah,
it's as if he's after taking OxyContin.
You're going to start falling asleep.
Tamazepan. You're on Tamazepan.
The only way we're going to find stimulation is by turning our eyes inward.
Yes, look into out, your own soul.
Yes, it's. I promise you. We go out into them streets of Ballina this morning, and I promise you.
He's pretty right, because it's lashing rain.
It's not a street.
It's supposed to be a summer's day. It's lashing rain, and the only people you see on this, it's just not good.
It's
we
just
have. Can we get
Hector,
blind?
Hang on for a second. You're after fucking turning.
No, he is right. If we go out,
here.
No, if he goes, look, let's just get up to the coffee shop.
We can't leave.
Yes,
this
we are leaving, and we're going to come back here, and we're going to pick your attitudes
we're like, it's
up.
It's like a fucking Star Trek episode where they've landed on some fucking desolate fucking star.
Captain's log. We left Ballantyne.
And the Chinese fella said, let's go for a walk. And Spock is saying, I don't think that's a good idea.
You beam me up, Scotty?
There's nothing out there. So
Captain's log, knock more.
And who's the lovely Uriah.
I think
what
that's
was her name.
Can you beam me up here, Scotty? I can't get you, sir. You're too far away.
That's what coming to Ballina is like, is landing on a fucking planet. That's just no, and the boys want to go for a walk, and Spock is saying, let's not do that. Let's stay here and let's build up enough fucking petrol and momentum to get the fuck off this planet. What?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wait, when you're going for a piss, why do you have to piss into the water so we can all hear your dribbles and your drabbles?
Why did I not close the door?
We thought you were never going to
I never, ever. You know I never closed the door. I don't know why.
Well, so you didn't close the door.
You're hoping we'd come in, is it?
But when you go to the toilet, you're supposed to go down and piss into the water.
You're not just... Well, only
what are you supposed to do? Hit the side like it's a game?
But we don't want to be listening to you piss. We were recording it.
You and couldn't. Could you hear me?
Of course we could. We were recording it. On the podcast.
But what do you want
He's
me to
finished.
Do?
Another bit.
What
He's
do you
finished.
Want, what do you want me to do?
You were going there for a long time too.
You thought you were finished.
I'm after drinking a 2 litre water. I put in an electrolyte this morning in it. A diorolite. I fired it into the 2 litre and I've drank that already today. So when I'm peeing into the pot, I pee into the water.
No, we're just suggesting that I have a bit of manners now and pee into the side.
Or put a bit of
No, if you pee
in
into the side, it'll bounce out over it.
Oh my
God,
Jesus,
this is ridiculous.
Are you sure you don't have COVID?
And by the way, he went in to get histamines. He came out with about 7 boxes of stuff. I think
I came out with the fucking pharmacist who wanted to run away with us. That's how bad Ballina is. Take me with you.
What is it with you and pharmacists, Tommy?
I never knew you had this dust allergy.
What?
I never knew it was this bad, Tommy. Look at your face.
How can I look at my face?
You're out of it.
I'm not out of it.
Look at his face.
Yeah, your face is all
my face is always like this.
No, it's not, Tommy.
Cruel. This is my face.
That's the antihistamine kicking into him.
Well, the pharmacists seem to like them, so...
Are we going to go for a walk, freshen ourselves up and come back in revived?
We can't freshen ourselves up. We're in Ballina.
We will go back.
We'll come back here even fucking more depressed than we are now.
We have to get a podcast recorded.
We have to get the fuck out of here.
Oh, we will now take a break from the podcast recording.
We're going to go
for a coffee up in Seamus's.
Yeah.
Dave's.
Sorry. What's the name of Dave's coffee shop?
Dave's.
We're going to get a nice coffee.
We'll go in and say any sign of Seamus.
I'm going to go in. It's raining. It's a lovely...
It's not raining.
Is it stopped?
It's sunny now.
Let's come back here and open our minds.
Even the sunshine is wet in Ballina.
Did I ever tell you about the time I became a ladyboy in Bangkok?
No.
Yes.
I met a couple of them.
So the biggest ladyboy club in Bangkok is called the Mambo Club. It's been going for many, many years.
Yeah, I was in it.
Were you in it?
Would they shoot the...
No, that's down in Patpong. Patpong. Patpong 1 and 2. You're on about the girls that do all that.
This, me and Audrey went, and this one, she was standing there with her legs spread and she was popping.
No, that's...
Popping. Little balls.
Table tennis balls.
No,
you're in the wrong area.
This
would be like a burlesque.
I'm a juggler. Like a burlesque juggler.
Club. Mambo club. It's like they travel the world. It's like
the Rose of Tralee for young fellas.
Lady boys. So the Mambo Club is a theatre where they have 7 nights a week. They have these shows where they have the lady boys of Bangkok, and they've toured the world.
Because they're quite pretty, aren't they?
Ladyboy world and ladyboys in Thailand are accepted. There's millions and millions of ladyboys because in Thai culture and in Thai families, it's accepted that one boy in the family might lean a little bit more towards the female stuff in the house. Cooking, cleaning.
Fucking easy now.
Staying at
home. Whoa, slow the fuck down there.
Sorry, are you back in 1950 in our home economics book?
I'll give you a chance to take that back, Hector.
Take it back.
Yeah. Might lean towards the female things of the house, like cooking and cleaning.
I'm talking about Thai culture.
It's not until us sisters of the world unite against the patriarchal misogyny.
Who do you think
misogyny.
You are? Who the fuck do you think we are?
Liberate the women from the men. Liberate the women from the men.
In Thai society, the traditional jobs of the house, normally and traditionally for thousands of years carried out by the woman of the house, there is an acceptance that one of the sons, if there are sons in the family, I'm trying to explain what it's like in another culture, in another world. Yeah. One boy in the family, if he has the tendencies to be more, have an affinity with doing the housework.
What's that got to do with being a lady boy?
Because that boy, there's almost would be one lady boy in an awful lot of families. There are millions and millions of lady boys, and they're not just for on show on the streets. Lady boys are a normal part of family life.
Do you mean just
all over Thailand?
Do you mean what if a fella's just doing housework? Is he a lady boy?
Does he have to dress up as a woman?
No, but there are.
Hang on, no, yes.
So in Thailand,
it
is accepted in many, many households,
Hector, before
in
you
country
continue,
areas,
there are millions of people listening to the podcast.
Yes.
Millions of people.
Yes.
Who are just hanging on every word now here. And if you say the wrong thing, you are going to be Twitter-road.
Okay. What I'm saying here is...
Careful.
Gently. You're like Lady Diana walking across the feed.
Will I press pause?
No, just
go for it.
So I want to explain that the acceptance of ladyboys throughout society in Thailand.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So, with millions of ladyboys living and residing in Thailand... living in normal situations...
This is getting terribly confusing.
Family situations.
I'm not... Are you any clearer,
Louis? I'm very confused.
What does he say?
The Mambo Club. Let's go to the Mambo Club.
Let's forget about this.
It's like the Gaiety. It's like the Gaiety. It's like the Billy Barry.
Maureen Potter.
Yes, it's like the Gaiety. 7 nights a week.
Dick Emery.
So we
remember Dick Emery.
Dick Emery.
Do you remember Dick Emery?
I never heard of him.
Oh, Dick Emery was funny. Remember his big buck teeth in the '70s and he's a kind of a Randy Vicar.
Yeah,
Randy Gay.
And where did he hang out?
We decided
on television. It was on ITV and BBC.
Yeah. We decided that we were filming one night in the Mambo Club where I was going to...
We're gone from the housework thing. That's we've
abandoned
that. I'm
just trying to explain that the ladyboy culture in Thailand is accepted. That
yes, but what has got to do with housework?
No, because there's...
Do you mean gay young men?
Oh my God, will you let him tell the blinking story?
Do you mean gay men?
I'm just trying to explain that ladyboy, the ladyboy, ladyboys...
Are they all gay?
Oh yeah, is a ladyboy gay?
It could be, yeah, probably.
Anybody could be gay, but is a ladyboy, are they all gay?
I'd say so, yeah.
Okay.
Are they? I don't know. I'm talking about... What I'm talking about is a demographic. I'm talking about a demographic of people.
Some ladyboys transition and take their penises
they
off.
They do not.
They do. They told me that. I asked them.
Well, then they're just ladies.
No. Some can go the whole hog with the hormonal treatment and all that. But in Thailand, there is a general acceptance that... You know.
Yeah, I'm confused now. He doesn't know what the fuck he's saying.
I just think it's interesting that if you're gay in Thailand, you have to do housework.
No.
I just don't understand that.
And if you're gay in Thailand, do you have to dress up as a woman? Or can you just
be
gay in your
normal clothes? I'm trying to take
you away
from Ballina for 5 minutes.
Can you be in normal clothes?
I'm trying to take you to Chiang Mai.
Can you wear men's clothes?
I'm trying to take you to a mountain region in Chiang Mai where there might be a lady boy, a young boy in that house, and he has more of an affinity being a lady
boy. Yes, but we get that.
It's accepted as normal culture and normal society.
Yeah, we get that.
There are tens and millions.
So you're suggesting is that one of the only ways he has of expressing his femininity is by doing the housework?
No, I'm saying there could be four sons in the family.
Yes, and three of them love football.
And one of them loves sewing.
And that boy is accepted completely because there are many ladyboys in the rural villages, towns, cities. I'm trying to make a point here about ladyboy culture.
We all understand what the ones in the big cities do. They go to the cabaret they do dance. Yeah. But what does young fella up the fucking hills do? What does the ladyboy of Ballina in Thailand do?
He's happy to be at home. He's happy to be at home doing...
And would he dress up?
Yes.
We put on dresses.
Yes.
And does he go into Bangkok?
No. They stay in they're just happy being where they are. That they don't need to migrate to the urban areas.
I just think that's a funny phrase for someone who might be gay.
What?
Does he go into Bangkok?
That's a fair point. Does he go into Bangkok? That's genius, Loretta. That's genius.
I mean, I'm a genius and I don't even know it.
So we decided when we had got the permission for me to become a ladyboy one night on a Friday night.
Who'd you get permission
in the
from?
Theater. From the Mambo. Let's not ask stupid fucking questions about it, Loretta. Let me tell the fucking story.
All right, you just
and if you keep interrupting, the fucking momentum is gone.
All right,
we're going to lose
it.
We're going to lose momentum with the fucking story.
We're painting the picture together.
We're painting the picture together.
I walked in at about 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock on the Friday afternoon.
You're in the city now, not in the country.
He's in Bangkok. He's banging cock. He's Bangkok. You're in Bangkok.
Bunny Conlon. We were in Bunny Conlon yesterday.
Bunny Conlon is the ladyboy capital of Mayo.
Yeah. No, we weren't. We just saw a fucking sign for it.
Okay.
Right, go on.
I was in the Mambo Club 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I got greeted by these two guys and local lads. And
if anybody can hear a fluttering.
It's Tommy.
It's the studio.
Tommy's Viagra Connect.
What have you got? See, if you bang the table, it makes it sound like we're doing the gig.
At mass.
Doing the gig inside a bell.
Okay. Thanks. Give me some slug of this. The coffee's just coursing through my veins now.
I won't know where we're going to start with this story, how we're going to get back.
What's the name of this?
That looks awful small in your hand.
Whitey and carotene.
Right, so we're in Bangkok.
Yeah, I was there.
We're in Bangkok.
I was there with the wash bag last night at about 3 a.m. It was too hot. It was kicking off. Do you know that stupid way they put the bed in?
Too tight.
I was kicking the quilt off the bed.
Who actually likes that?
I opened up the whole balcony thing onto the River Moy. And then I went foraging in my wash bag for salpidine. And I found an old diorite and I took that. And then I found something.
Oh, I get sick.
Then I got the salpidine. I washed my teeth and I hooshed a load of water up my face. And I went, please tell me it's about 6:30.
Why?
It was only 12:30.
That's good though.
You're in
about
10 minutes.
Do you know when you have a few drinks on board and you go,
time moves much more slowly here than it does anywhere else.
I was like this, hooshing around the bed.
And your hangover won't go for 2 weeks.
You really like, please tell me I've slept the night. Please tell me I've slept the night. I was only 10 minutes in the bed.
That happened to me. I
walked past the window there, the Ballina people, and the headline was, Dana wins Eurovision. Things move slowly here.
They bloody do. And then the other thing I found about when I was pushing on the remote control in my room works. When I put on the telly, it works the one in the other room. So I was there last night watching Joe Duffy was interviewing Harry Crosby about the meaning of life at about 1:45 in the middle of the morning, and I'm putting him on. And I was like, yeah. And next minute, there was 2FM or some radio station was on it, and the other thing,
I don't know.
The remote control controls 2 TVs.
So Hector, you were in Bangkok
I went to sleep last night listening to a podcast, by the way, of our friend Damien Brown, who's about to climb Mount Everest. Oh, yeah. And he has a brilliant podcast out.
It's called Deep Roots or something.
Deep Roots. Yes. And he had COVID. Base camp has been riddled by COVID. It just shows you where the pandemic has reached. And the pandemic takes no prisoners.
It really does reach all over. It has reached the foot of the Nepalese Himalayas.
It has reached base camp in Port.
It's reached base camp in the
and
Himalayas.
And it just shows you that the virus
is unstoppable.
The pandemic.
It really is a pandemic. Pan meaning world.
It doesn't care where
yes,
you are.
Pan pandemic.
What we should do is get some Covisal as quickly as possible up to ground to base camp.
Yes.
To eradicate. There's a window of opportunity for Damien.
Oh, I love that word.
I'm finding myself sleeping to Damien on the podcast because he's like,
because he's not interesting.
Day 46. I'm here in the tent. Brilliant. Anyway, okay. Cut a long story short. Let's get back to the Mambo
Club.
It's
like Big Brother. You were in.
Did you contact the Mambo Club before you just arrived?
Yes.
So you arrived up.
Arrived up
Friday.
Met the two lads Friday afternoon. Big show that night, 8:00. 1,000 people in the theatre. And they said, Hector, welcome to the Mambo Club. Are you ready to become a ladyboy? I said, yes.
Now, it's not a gay night out.
No, but it would be all inclusive. It's a good night out
for people
cabaret.
Singing and dancing and
it's cabaret singing and dancing cocktails.
And the amazement of
the beauty
of these boys who look so like such beautiful women.
Absolutely. Okay. And the costume and the makeup and the extravagance, and it's like it's full on. So in we went round the back and to describe it, I went into the dressing room, we practiced a couple of dance moves, and there was a load of lads. They looked normal. And
does that mean, Hector? They look normal.
Well, they weren't dressed up as ladyboys at that moment.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you know what I'm getting at. There's no point in fucking. It's not fucking prime time here.
Sorry.
Who the fuck do you think you are, Larita?
They just were fucking normal Thai boys.
You mean they weren't? Okay, no, that's.
They were Thai boys. Yeah,
like that curly headed cranky.
They weren't dressed up in full regalia, coming out with fucking peacocks, fucking thing.
Yeah, okay. I get you. Yeah.
So we did a few dance moves. I was going to come out.
What songs were you dancing?
ABBA. I did a complete ABBA number where I had to walk down the centre of the floor with a few of them and then come up on stage. And it was quite extravagant.
What were you wearing?
I don't know. They were going to dress me up later. So makeup started at 6:00. And the buzz in the dressing room and the makeup area getting ready at the back of the Mambo Club was incredible. And to see the change with the makeup and the dress and the beauty of these ladyboys. Mm. After a while, to tell you the truth, Andrea Kaur, you know the Kaurs, you know, a sleeky sort of. They look spectacularly beautiful. Beautiful when they were done up.
The Kaurs.
Who did the Kaurs?
The ladyboys.
Oh.
And it was amazing. The ladyboys of Dundalk.
They were.
To see the way they changed. And that they
Andrea Kaur is a ladyboy.
Full costumes. And then, so I said, what am I going to get? What are you going to do? What am I getting dressed
up? Be excited by it.
And they said, Hector, we're going to make you half man, half woman.
Oh, hermaphrodite.
Yes. So I had two people working on my makeup for about 3 hours.
Wow.
So on one side of my body.
Oh my God, you're actually sliced in half.
On one side of my body, it was full on eyelashes, beautiful makeup, the whole shooting gallery, a dress. All the way down, and on the other side, I was made up as a man, and I had half a dress suit on, like a tuxedo. So when you looked at me like this side, I was full man, and when I turned this side, I was woman. So I had to do MC the start of the show. So
and there's 1,000 people there,
and they were like, "Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mambo Club."
And it's in English, not it's not
in English because there's lots of tourists there,
yeah. Tourists.
And it's big Palladium cabaret, big night out, and it was incredible buzz. And danced on the stage, an amazing show.
What did it do to you to be half dressed as a man, half dressed as a woman?
I thought it was very interesting because there were certain moments where I had to play like a man on one side and I had to be manly. And then the minute I turned, it was like I had feathers and rings and diamonds and beautiful earrings.
And was it enjoyable kind of just letting yourself go and to inhabit those different
absolutely
kind of
it was incredible
parts of yourself?
It was an incredible night. And I feel that it was just a story. It was quite a unique one. I might be able to find a photograph of it to show you at a later stage.
I think there's a photograph of it in your book, Hector's World.
Thank you, Tommy.
I think I have that in my house, Hector's World.
Yeah, I know you do.
I might get you a copy of that.
Oh, well, don't rush yourself.
And you might have a little read of that. But that was my... Can we discuss this?
Yes, please, Hector.
We're really interested in this. What about the
ladyboys
of Ballina?
I don't know.
Any ladyboys here?
Not that I know of.
I don't know. That's great that there's, if a young boy is gay or whatever the technical term is, and there's a kind of like, it's a very accepted manifestation of humanity in his little village of the mountains. That's fucking fantastic. And he's gay and he's there and he's just working in the house.
Sewing and ironing.
And the culture is accepted there. And the mothers in Thailand really accept that. And they celebrate when there's one son in the family who is a ladyboy. And it's incredible the way they have no stigma. They have no embarrassment. They have no agenda. They have no inhibition. They have no attitude. They have no shunning. They have no, you shouldn't be seen in public. In Thailand, that's completely accepted in normal society. And as it is for those who go and perform in the cabaret circuits.
Oh, we have a long way to go. We have a long way to go. In Ireland is just like, fucking, you're a man and you're a woman and you're not a man, and we've a long way to go till we get like the Thai boys.
Yes.
But men can dress up as women and just let the lad go. Do you know what I'm saying, Larita?
I do.
We've a long fucking way to go. Will you stop banging the fucking desk?
What's wrong with him?
It's like doing a gig inside the fucking Angelus. Will you stop?
Take off your headphones.
I can't, because I need to hear what people are hearing.
Yeah, and we're not. It's
every time you're fucking. Can you hear that?
No, I don't know.
Okay, put on them headphones.
No,
put them on for a second.
I put these on. Right, okay, bang.
This is what happens every time you fucking hit the desk.
It sounds like I'm down in Tara Mines.
Yes, will you stop?
Boom. Okay, sorry about that.
Okay, let's just do it. You fucking did it again!
Sorry!
Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. It's been a real pleasure coming up to Ballina and seeing where Larita is from. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful part of the world. If you're ever passing through, just be sure to swing in and just embrace it. It's there's calmness here, there's kindness here, there's good country mischief, and it's good-natured. From one end of the town to the other, there's a good-natured, honest-to-Jesus decency amongst the people that has to be experienced to be believed. There's no point in me talking about it. You have to come here and book into a hotel and go for a walk around the town and meet the people. It's lovely. It's one of my favourite places in the world. Ballina, County Mayo. It's great.
That was really, really lovely, Tommy. Lovely. Really nice.
I'd like to do a big shout out to Anita Collins, who is living in Malaysia.
Anita.
She's moving back to Turnafulla during the summer, but she's been in Malaysia for 20 years. She's got 3 kids. And they're moving back home. So a big shout out to her, Anita Collins in Malaysia. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Goodbye.
To everybody we met on our whirlwind stop of Ballina, from everyone.
Go through all the people we met.
I am. Stop. I'm going to start at the beginning. From everybody we met in our whirlwind tour of Ballina.
Not the very beginning of everything.
To everyone we met yesterday, Audrey. Starting off with the Ice House, and then we met Pamela and Audrey. Then we were whisked off to Knockmore. We met Desi at the pitch.
Yes.
Then we went.
Pitch was beautiful, by the way.
Knockmore
GAA
pitch
was beautiful.
Yeah, the GAA pitch was class.
Really good fun.
To all the Duffies down the Equestrian Centre,
that was
fantastic.
Great.
Pedigree, show jumpers,
and Vinnie
people.
And Sandra.
Vinnie
such
and
kindness,
Sandra.
And they showed us the foals. And the
big glass of whiskey.
Big whiskey.
Amazing.
Great
people.
Kindness.
Farmers. All the Duffy family. Then we went back and we met Larita's sister-in-law, and we met the Bulls and the 3 children, fantastic kids, Dara
yes.
and Emily.
And the trampoline at the back
Lauren.
Of the dog.
Yeah.
Lauren.
And the remote control lawnmower doing its own business, minding.
To Eamon Hearn, Mick Hearn, a good friend of mine in Galway. And
down
dad,
by the lake.
A Donegal man down by the lake.
Yes.
He's over 40 years by the lake in Mayo and he loves it. A great
he loves
man.
The lake.
Then we went back in, we got a cornetto at the main shop. And when
massive.
We get back in, to everybody in Rouse's pub, and Pat Rouse, a great publican landlord,
Pumblica.
Who came out and he gave us a couple of pints. And we started getting giddy with 2 pints of Guinness, but then we said, no, we can't have any more. We can't. And we left. Meanwhile, they stayed in Rouse's all night long and had a rousing night. To everybody down the Ice House who fed us and watered us, and
yes.
on the veranda last night when Larita was breaking glasses looking for cigarettes, it was great.
Put their hands on the young fella's abs.
Yes. And when she put the hands round a young lad called Liam.
And she said, oh, those abs are fluttering now.
Yeah.
Exactly. And to everyone who minded us and took care of us and minded us up on Mayo, we say, we love you, Mayo.
We love you, Mayo. We do. We love you, Mayo. We do. We love you, Mayo. We do. Oh, Mayo, we love you. Oh, Ballina. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, Ballina. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, Ballina. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha.
Ha ha, Ballina, we love the Knockmore, we do. We love the Knockmore, we do. We love the Knockmore, we do. Oh, the Knockmore, we love you. We're driving home now. Yes, we are. We're driving home now. Yes, we are. We're driving home now. Yes, we are. Oh, driving home we are.
Honestly, those songs won't even save ye. Good luck.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.